The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Okay, we're going to go to your calls, but I have to read this again. This is so huge. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, in a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Chairman of the Committee on the Judiciary. In late July 2016, U.S. intelligence agencies obtained insight into Russian intelligence analysis, alleging that U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians' hacking of the Democrat National Committee. Central Intelligence Agency Director Brennan subsequently briefed President Obama and other senior national security officials on the intelligence, including the, quote, alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26, 2016 of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. There was Russian collusion right here from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and Hillary was behind it. Will anyone pay a price? That is the question. Let's go to your calls. Tonight, less than 4 hours away, the first presidential debate between the Democrat Party's candidate, a party that used Russian intelligence to promote a scandal against the Republican candidate who is now the president of the United States. That's how you have to think about tonight. Let's go to Michael in California, line 5. Welcome, Michael.
Dr. Gorka, how are you today?
Angry.
I don't blame you. Great news from Ratcliffe. After watching him during the impeachment hearings, I think, seriously, he should give a shot at 2024.
Interesting. Well. First, let's win 2020. How about that?
Agreed.
All right. What brings you to our show today?
I have a question for our president to ask Mr. Biden.
Yes.
In a meeting in the White House, January 5, 2017, why did Joe Biden suggest a 200-year-old law? Yep. As a prerequisite for going after General Flynn?
Yeah, this is the Logan Act. What is the vice president doing, suggesting a tactic to politically target the incoming national security advisor, 3-star Army General Mike Flynn? Michael, superb question. Stay on the line. That deserves a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Excellent. Let's walk through. Let's go to Richard, also has a question for Biden. Louisville, line 2. Welcome, Richard.
Yes, Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for everything you do for our country and for all the listeners and everything. My question is, with the safety and security and prosperity of American people at stake in this election, why doesn't Mr. Biden, why doesn't he support the sacred dignity of human life? And I think he may have to play some sledgehammer with Peter Gabriel right after that. I think he's going to hurt him.
I love it. I love it a little bit. I'm not a big Peter Gabriel fan, but I think Sledgehammer may be appropriate more than once tonight. Yes, indeed. The Democrats, who allege to be the party of the downtrodden, the dispossessed, the oppressed, they won't stand up for the most vulnerable in society, especially the unborn. Nicely done. Nicely done, Richard. Let's go to Ray in Livermore. Welcome, Ray. Line three.
Dr. G, I actually, while on hold, I thought of a second question. So the 200-year-old Logan Act, you know, it was very strange. Biden said he had nothing to do with it, with the Flynn investigation. Yet here's a guy who's so in love with masks while unmasking Mike Flynn some five times or so. I can't remember. And then if I were Donald Trump, this is what I would say. Mr. Biden, in your own words, you said you've been in the Senate for 180 years.
Right.
What important legislation have you sponsored? Let's start in the 1840s and the 1850s. What is your real important legislation from the 1850s? And if you think about it, he's been in the Senate 180 years. The Logan Act is really just like 20 years old to him.
Okay? Right. It's fresh. It's fresh.
Right. It's very new. So that's why he's very, you know, handy, and he has it right there and ready for use, you know. So that's all I got, Dr. G.
Are you looking forward to it tonight, Ray?
I've purchased extra popcorn, and we've double-checked the surround sound. It's all ready to go. And, yep, I think, well, I feel kind of sad.
Why, Ray?
Well, no. Well, you're right. You know, some people bring these things upon themselves. But
are you feeling sad for Biden, one of the most corrupt politicians in America?
I think they're going to try to get Trump on elder abuse after tonight is what's going to happen. So I feel sad for the poor old guy.
All right. So, no mercy. Come on, Airborne. Airborne doesn't have any mercy, do they? Come on, buddy.
No, sir. We got to fight right through the objective and keep fighting. You're right, Dr. G. Hoo-ah!
Tighten those laces. Thank you, buddy. God bless you. Judy, don't we have a rule in this radio show? One call a week. We'll make an exception. Just for you, just today. Welcome back, Judy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Two things. I have a definition for Biden's socialist Marxist administration, because that's what it's going to be.
Hang on. He has to win to get an administration. Don't paint the devil on the wall.
No, but I'm saying that's what I want people to know, that Biden is not democratic. It's a socialist Marxist administration. And it goes like this. This is the definition I figured out. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine, not yours. Okay? That's the definition.
I've heard
you
that
know
before.
What? Here's. Oh, no. I made that.
No. Carry on.
I promise you. I thought about it. I said, 1 minute. It's just too funny. I don't know.
Well, clearly, clearly you don't have siblings.
Actually, I do. I have a brother, and you remind me of my brother, by the way. Same accent, the whole thing. I have a question for Biden, okay?
Yes.
It goes like this. While you were vice president, why did your son Hunter get $1.5 billion from communist China, plus from the Ukraine, some crazy amount of monthly thing from the corrupt Burisma company?
$80,000 a month.
Yeah, the short version would be, Joe, why do you lie so much? Okay?
Cut to the chase. Why do you lie so much, and why are you so corrupt? I love it, Judy. Let's get extra popcorn. I'll be watching it too. Elliot, line one, Santa Monica. Elliot.
Doctor, I know you have connections to the president. Please get this message to them. I'm joking, but I'm serious.
What's the message? Ready? He's joking, but he's serious.
They have the technology to not only record his the signal to his ear pieces, okay, which he's definitely going to have because he refused the inspection, and they could record it right before they do it, so they have the proof that he was doing it. And what they could do is jam the signal with another signal, so all he hears is like rap music or something, so completely throw him off, and he's going to
a bit of Tupac.
Whatever.
Kamala's favorite.
To his ear. then he's going to have to reach into his ear in front of everyone and pull it out because he's not going to be able to talk.
What if he starts dancing? What if we feed Joe some rap music and he starts dancing?
Sebastian, please, I'm serious, because he's obviously going to use it if he's refusing the inspection of his ears. They have simple technology. I'm sure the president's staff could get a hold of it.
Yes.
They have the Secret Service with them. Ask for a favor. Get some jamming technology. Record it first. Get into the signal. Listen to what the other team is saying. Then jam it to throw them off or put something over it. Come on, we can do this.
Elliot, you're what the Brits call a sneaky bugger. I like that.
We're gonna reward.
Yeah, but let me comment. First things first. It's so sneaky. We're gonna reward you. We're gonna give you a signed copy of whichever book you want. However, here's the issue, and I like it. I mean, it's devious. It's democratic in its deviousness. Number one, you said we should surveil it and intercept it. Guess what? We don't do that. That's what Democrats do. You'd need a warrant. You'd need a FISA surveillance court order. We're not going to do that without a predicate, because guess what? That's what the stinking, illegal, criminal Democrats like Obama, like Biden do. Just because they broke the law doesn't justify it for us as conservatives. I'm giving you a serious response to an amusing suggestion. Secondly, just a technical thing. The other ones, I like it. You know, the blocking of the signal to his earpiece if he's going to use one. I like it, but you're not going to do that because we have a lot of Secret Service agents who need full commo. They need their capacity to protect the president and the vice president and everybody in Cleveland tonight. So no jamming of those devices, even if they're illicit, because you don't know the secondary, tertiary effects on the good guys. And we love our Secret Service. But Elliot, you get an A for effort and an A for imagination. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Great calls, guys. God bless you all. Nicely done. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you haven't done so already, check out Mike Lindell's incredible website, mypillow.com. Get up to 50% off if you use my name on all of his incredible products, including the pillow I use. My whole team uses it. The president uses it. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Call them on 800-829-8468. Promo code Gorka. MyPillow.com. Secret code G-O-R-K-A.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
All right, I have posted, social media is going crazy. I've posted a photograph of the letter from Director of National Intelligence Radcliffe to Senator Graham. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's blowing up right now. It's on Instagram. You can read the whole letter. It's just a page long. Incredible. Hillary. She was behind it all. Before we get to our penultimate guests of the show, social media. Yeah, you won't believe this. Shad, what activity were you involved in over the week? What illicit activity were you involved in?
Well, apparently... Well, so,
What were you doing?
I was fishing.
You were fishing?
I was enjoying myself fishing on a lake.
Were you fishing something illegal?
No.
Okay.
Just some trout.
Okay, so you were fishing, and then you were successful.
I successfully caught a fish.
And you took a photograph.
I took a photograph of me
and
holding
the fish.
Did it
have a MAGA hat on?
No, nothing illicit.
Okay, you posted it on
Twitter.
And what is the status of your photograph of you and a fish?
The good people at Twitter decided to flag it. So if anybody who isn't me attempts to view that photo, it says, the following media includes potentially sensitive content.
Because it's you and a fish.
It might be because I'm wearing a Nebraska sweater.
So you're not naked. You're clothed.
Yeah, I'm fully clothed.
The fish is naked.
The fish is naked. That's
but,
true.
But Twitter says it is inappropriate.
Absolutely.
Insanity! It's not social media, it's censorship. Let's talk about our rights with an incredible organization. It's Alliance Defending Freedom, one of our big, big partners here on Salem. And we're welcoming back legal counsel Christiana Holcomb. So impressive. Admitted to the State Bar of California, D.C., the U.S. Supreme Court, and numerous other federal, district, and appellate courts. She's testified before Congress. Welcome back to America First, Christiana.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you are representing a client called Christy Mitchell, because of what's happened to her daughter and those in Connecticut who are not being able to do what is their God-given right to compete as girls in athletics. I believe we have Christy Mitchell on the line. Mrs. Mitchell, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
So welcome to America First. Would you explain to us why you have a case and why ADF is helping you, Mrs. Mitchell?
Sure. So I live here in Connecticut, and in Connecticut we have a athletic policy in high school that males who identify as transgender can compete in girls' sports. So my daughter, Chelsea, had to compete against males countless times over her four-year high school running career. And we tried really hard to get the policy changed. We talked to legislators and officials at the schools and in the athletic association, and we really just could not get anyone to help us in any way, shape, or form. They really didn't even want to talk with us about it. So my daughter, after losing four state championship titles, along with many other girls in the state of Connecticut who have lost opportunities to advance in competition, to medal, to have their spot on the podium. We were connected with ADF, and ADF has been helping us fight this case in Connecticut.
So your daughter Chelsea has lost four state championship titles because she's forced to compete against biological males, two biological males, can we just call them males, that's what I'm going to do, who have taken 15 state championship titles that were once held by nine different women. This is an outrage. Christiana Holcomb, how is this happening in America?
That's a great question. I mean, it's incredibly discouraging to hear the stories of these young women all across, not just the state of Connecticut, but across the country as well, who are being forced to compete against biological males who have a physical, documented physical advantage in athletics. That's the whole reason that we have women's sports as a separate category. And so to watch young women like Christy's daughter, Chelsea, lose out on those championship titles that should have been hers, lose out on advancement opportunities or podium spots, you know, all of those things are just incredibly discouraging to these young female athletes who, according to Title IX, should have equal athletic opportunities with these male athletes.
And I have to ask, Mrs. Mitchell, your daughter, Chelsea, this was a large part of her life, was it not? Track and field was a defining activity for her.
Yeah, track and field means everything to Chelsea. You know, I often joke that if it wasn't for track, it'd be hard to get her to go to school. So it was everything to her, and she had to deal with it from the time she stepped on the track in ninth grade as a freshman, the entire her entire high school career. Every single year in the state championship finals, she was racing against males in those races.
And how are her spirits now and her female athlete friends?
I think that she's, you know, been really encouraged that we are able to finally, you know, have a voice in this fight. Having ADF by her side has made a world of difference for her. And being able to come out publicly and talk about it has really, I think, given her a better sense of, you know, control over things. And it's made a big difference for her instead of having to feel silenced all the time regarding the issue.
Yeah, this is huge. I have to ask you, Christina Holcomb at ADF, you're doing God's work. How much are you charging Mrs. Mitchell and people that you represent for this work at the Supreme Court and elsewhere?
Well, because of the generous gift from our ministry friends and supporters, we're able to do it for free. And so it's a real privilege to be able to come alongside Christy and her daughter Chelsea and other female athletes, not just in Connecticut, but elsewhere, and really help restore fairness and a level playing field to women's sports.
This is so important because this affects all of us. The religious rights, the freedoms that we have are so crucial to all of us because this is why America was created. You can make a difference. You heard ADF does this for free. They're incredible champions. They keep winning at the Supreme Court. Will you please support them now? Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner. Make a donation in any amount. $100 would be fabulous. And you are helping girls like Chelsea and others like that baker who was forced to do things against his freedom of conscience. Don't give up now. Support these amazing people. You can call them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Last question for you, Christiana Holcomb of Alliance Defending Freedom. Are you excited about the president's nomination on Saturday of Judge Amy Coney Barrett?
We certainly are. But, you know, ultimately we hope to see a new justice on the United States Supreme Court that will interpret laws as written and according to, you know, their textualist and the original tone of the words when they were drafted. So we look forward to seeing how things progress from here.
What a radical idea. A Supreme Court that looks at the Constitution as a law that should be respected. That's why we're here pushing back on the propagandists, the leftists, the big... those who favor big government. Please support ADF. Go to sebgorka.com. Make a difference so they can help others in protecting the rights that are all of ours as American citizens. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're connecting to the Trump campaign next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
We are back. It's almost there. We're getting ready for the big round one between the most successful president in the modern age and a swamp dweller who's been there for 47 years. What has he done? I don't know. Does anybody know? Apart from Hunter Biden and Frank Biden, who are just sitting there at home counting their filthy lucre somewhere in a basement, we are back with somebody who can give us all the answers. Director of Communications for the Trump campaign. He is none other than Tim Murtaugh. Welcome back to America First, Tim.
Happy to be with you, Seb. Filthy lucre. I love that phrase. That's a good one.
It is a phrase that has not been used often enough as far as I am concerned. And I was on a British radio show this morning, and they were asking me that, you know, if they ask Biden tonight what he's achieved, it's going to be a very short answer. I said to the host, what are you talking about? It won't be. You'll need hours and hours to talk about all the things he's achieved for his family. The $1.4 billion from the Chinese communist government. The brother who got a contract for building in Iraq after never having built anything. That answer could take a long time. But what has he done for America? That's another question. Now, Tim, let me ask you the tough question. I'm not going to be polite. You know, we're buddies. We're professionals. The bar has been set so low for Sleepy Creepy, for Beijing Biden. Don't we run the danger tonight that if he just doesn't fall asleep for 90 minutes or doesn't start, you know, gurgling and drooling, that he will be deemed to be successful?
Well, that's what the media is waiting for, no question. That the media is dying to declare him the winner, regardless of what happens tonight. But what we really know, this is actually the truth about Joe Biden, is that he's been a Washington, D.C. politician for 47 years. And he, you know, let's remember, this is the third time that he's run for president. He spent three decades three decades in the United States Senate where all they do is debate. And he had the reputation then of being the guy who wouldn't shut up ever. He ran for vice president twice, was vice president twice, and had two debates during those two campaigns. And by all accounts, he won those ones handily. And just now in the Democrat primaries, he had 11 debates, and he performed very well and managed to beat out two dozen Democrat challengers. So this is a guy who knows his way around a debate stage. He knows what he's doing, and he's actually pretty good at it. And President Trump has been preparing for this debate simply by being president, really, and running the business of the country. And, the near daily skirmishes that he has with the oh-so-friendly Washington press corps, that's also pretty good debate prep. But, we think that the president is ready and he's going to be up against a guy who's been doing this for half a century and knows what it's all about.
Follow this man right now. He's Tim Murtaugh of the Trump campaign on Twitter, at Tim Murtaugh. Tim, what is the expectation? You set the expectation for us as the man on the inside. Is the president going to walk in there tonight very proper, very formal, or is it going to be a brawl, or does it all really depend on what Beijing Biden does?
Well, I think the president will probably see what develops, and I think what he wants to do is lay out the clear contrast between his own record of being a president with great, great accomplishments for the American people. And on the economy, which is going to be a central issue in these next 34 days, he built the world's best economy once, and he's already in the process of doing it a second time. He improved our trade deals. He made America mean something on the world stage again. He has secured historic peace deals between Israel and the Arab nations, historic, bringing our military back to the strength that it deserves and the mightiest in the world and all of that. And he will contrast that with Joe Biden's 47 years of failure. I mean, the president has achieved more in 47 months than Joe Biden has ever done in 47 years. And he'll look back at Biden's economic record, which, again, is one of failure, slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression. He voted for NAFTA, which killed 850,000 jobs. He always put China's interests ahead of American working people and cost the United States 3.5 million jobs by getting China into the World Trade Organization. Now he wants to raise taxes by $4 trillion. And so the guy's an economic disaster. And I think you'll see the president try to make that case very clearly.
Did you hear that line? He said, President Trump has achieved more in 47 months than sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden did in 47 years. This guy should be director of communications for the Trump. Oh, hang on. He is. He's Tim Murtaugh. Follow him right now, at Tim Murtaugh. He's going to be with us for one more segment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. Wherever you get your podcasts, download it for free. And don't forget, all of our segments, all of our live streams, our best interviews, our monologues are on YouTube. 14 million views already. Subscribe today. Look for America First. Sebastian Gorka. Hit the subscription button. Hit the notifications bell twice and you won't miss a thing. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. Pain relief that's 100% drug-free and actually works. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Reggie and me and thousands of your fellow Americans? Of course you do. Go now to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for all of us. It's so simple. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call them 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Nothing but your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. Back with Tim Murtaugh after these messages.
Sebastian, well, listen to him, He's with us.
Thank you, boss. Yes, we are back. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Guys, you cannot miss Dinesh D'Souza's new film, his latest film, Trump Card. It exposes what's unique about modern socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how we can help President Trump stop it. Watch Trump Card before it's released to the public exclusively at salemnow.com. Watch it tonight at salemnow.com. We are back with Director of Communications for the Trump Campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Tim, we hear this every single day. In fact, we I think we hear it almost every single election. We hear this phrase, this is the most important election of your life. Why is it actually true this time in 2020?
I think it actually is true. You're right. You do hear this every election, it seems like. But this time, it is actually true. Look at the direction that the Democrat Party has taken. They have gone so far off the deep end. Joe Biden actually considered selecting as his vice presidential nominee Karen Bass, a congresswoman, who has been an openly sympathetic figure to communist Cuba.
Right.
She took Americans down to Cuba to train in guerrilla tactics and political tactics to bring back to America to try to move the rest of the country leftward. The people who are in control of Joe Biden's campaign, the radical left, the anti-police left, they would take us straight toward socialism, and they absolutely do not hide it. They are absolutely in charge of Joe Biden. He is carrying their radical agenda, and look at what he won't release the names of the people that he would consider to put on the United States Supreme Court. And do you know why? It's because they would have such radical rulings and radical opinions in their judicial past that on things like abortion, on immigration, on regulation, on taxation, on the Second Amendment, on every sort of issue that you could think of that affects people's daily lives, they would be so far out of the mainstream to the left, they would not be palatable. And that's what Joe Biden is trying to conceal, but that's the reality of it. President Trump is really the only thing standing between the United States and a decided march towards socialism. And if you put that combined with the president's incredible record of putting America first and standing up for our freedoms and supporting those who support freedom in other nations, like in Cuba and in Venezuela, where socialism still is in the grips, and it's Trump against Biden, and Biden is under the control of the people who sympathize with socialist dictatorships. I mean, this really is a grave, grave time to be tilting towards socialism, but that is exactly what the radical left of the Democrat Party today in America represents, and President Trump is the only thing standing in the way.
Yeah, he clearly, sleepy, creepy Biden, seriously wants to hide not only his Supreme Court nominees, but many, many other things. We're talking to Tim Murtaugh. What's the latest update? The Democrat nominee wants to have multiple bathroom breaks. The 73-year-old president says, no, it's an hour and a half. What is your problem? And now we know that the Biden campaign agreed and now retracted their acquiescence to have the ear canals of the candidates and of the president inspected before the debate to see there's no two-way communication device in there. Tim, what have they got to hide?
I don't know. I mean, it's a crazy thing, and it sounds like just a really simple thing that everybody could agree to be able to check the candidates to make sure they're not wearing an earpiece of some kind so they can receive communication from offstage. But as you laid it out there, that is exactly what happened. A few days ago, the Biden camp, his handlers, agreed that they would submit to an ear check to make sure there wasn't some kind of device in there. But then today, just today, on debate day, they said, you know what, no, we're not going to agree to that, which is craziness. And the president, of course, would submit to that. You know, the president has asked Joe Biden to take a drug test.
Yes.
Because there's got to be some explanation for why Biden has his good days and his bad days and what the difference is. And so we asked for a toxicology screening, and of course they declined that. And then they go and ask for this, they want to have breaks every half hour during the debate. And we say, no, that's crazy. It's a 90-minute debate. There's no commercials, and that's how it's going to be. Our guy, President Trump, can get up there on a debate stage for 90 minutes just fine. We don't need any breaks. And so, you know, you see, with a guy who has a 47-year record It's a wonder that he's looking for so many safety nets to try to help him out through this. It's remarkable. And you do wonder, what is he hiding? I mean, I think he might need to go backstage and get some coaching during these breaks, maybe take an injection, I don't know, but some coaching during these breaks to remind him how to defend the radical agenda that he's carrying, because that's what it is. $4 trillion in tax increases, it's crazy.
They definitely have something to hide. You've seen the president. He stands up at a rally, gives a two-hour speech. He doesn't need a potty break. Why does Joe Biden need one? That's the question. I love how Tim Murdoch calls him our guy. He is. He's America's guy. He's my boss. He's the president of the United States. In the last, what do we have, 90 seconds with you, follow this man, director of communications for the Trump campaign, Tim Murdoch. He is crushing it on TV. Great interviews. Congratulations, Tim. Just go to Twitter at Tim Murtaugh. Follow him today. In the last minute we have, what do you say to those people who think they don't have a role to play outside the campaign and they're just a regular voter? What do you say to all those Americans who love the president, want to support him, but think, hey, that's up to you guys, like Tim and the campaign?
Oh, no. Everyone has a role in this campaign. There's no question of that. We actually just last week set a record, and we are now the largest campaign in American political history. We now have 2.3 million volunteers, and that's not just people who check a box on a website and say, yes, I'd be interested in volunteering. This is 2.3 million people who have actually engaged in volunteer activities, like knocking on doors or making phone calls, doing other things to help the campaign. It's the biggest campaign ever. And I'll tell you what else, Joe Biden doesn't have it. There's no excitement behind Joe Biden's campaign. There's no events. There's no enthusiasm. There's no nothing. He's really doing nothing but buying a bunch of TV ads and calling that a campaign. Whereas you see, we're running TV ads, of course, but the president is out on the road, a very aggressive travel schedule, screaming crowds of thousands of people at his different campaign events. And we've got 2.3 million volunteers out spreading the word. And that's how you win these states. These are 50 individual campaigns. It's not one big national election. It's 50 individual state elections. And that's how you win them, by knocking on doors, getting people in neighborhoods excited, getting out, getting your friends involved. And we invite all your listeners, please go to DonaldJTrump.com. Sign up to join the Army for Trump, 2.3 million strong already, and it's going to continue to grow over the last month and change that we have left.
It's 2.3 million volunteers, the biggest in history. Guys, don't suffer from FOMO. Don't have fear of missing out. Join the president's team. You heard Tim. Go today to DonaldJTrump.com. You can even make calls for him at TrumpTalk.gop. But be part of the team that's saving this nation. Follow him at Tim Murtaugh. Thank you, Tim. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker, and I've been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are just not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia? Of course you do. Go now to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Don't wait. You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
That's incredible. I had a sneaking suspicion, but I wasn't keeping a track on it. But you heard it here first, officially from Tim Murtaugh, the director of communications for the Trump campaign. If that's the biggest political campaign in American history, that's got to be the biggest political campaign in world history. We're just over a month out and more than 2 million volunteers. Now that's a metric. Are you part of that number? Shouldn't you be part of that number? I do think so. You know what to do. There's a couple of websites you should go to. One of them is TrumpVictory.com. TrumpVictory.com. Right there, A little box will pop up in the middle of the page where you can volunteer to make phone calls from the president in whichever state you live. You can make a difference. I mean, it's you, your person-to-person contact, whether it's knocking on doors or making phone calls, is the most powerful, powerful thing we have in the MAGA movement. Talking to friends, talking to relatives, talking to people you go to church with is incredibly, incredibly influential. You can make a difference. Or go to the mothership, go to the website, DonaldJTrump.com. Right there, you can volunteer to be a regular soldier for the president or to be one of the leaders of the campaign, like a precinct captain. But just listen to what Tim said. Every single one of us has a role to play. Not just, you know, the vaunted people, the officials with fancy titles in the campaign. Every single American who loves this country can make a difference, should make a difference, must make a difference. Please go today. DonaldJTrump.com, TrumpVictory.com. It's a month to go. You can do anything in a month. Can't you just commit yourself? It would make such a big difference. And this time, it truly is the most consequential, the most significant election ever. Because the choice is between socialism and liberty, between a giant oppressive state run by radicals and an administration run by a man who loves this country and only wants two things for all of us. He wants safety and he wants prosperity. And after everything he's gone through for us in the last 4 years and his family, it's time for us to give back. It's time for us to have his back. It's time for us to join his team. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Let's go and have fun. Let's watch Cage Match Round 1 in just 3 hours' time. This has been America First. Dear friends, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.